USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden has signed a measure raising the federal debt limit and averting a default crisis. The bill raises the debt ceiling by $2.5 trillion into 2023. A man is dead and thousands are without power following powerful winds in the central United States. The driver of a tractor trailer was thrown from his truck in Iowa last night after wind blew the vehicle over on a highway. Other states, including Michigan, Wisconsin, Kansas, Minnesota, and Illinois, are still dealing with power outages today. The Storm Prediction Center saying yesterday saw the most wind gusts of 75 miles an hour since 2004. Forecasters putting that number at 55. AAA estimating over 109 million Americans will travel over the long Christmas and New Year's week. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of inner cellular hydration. They help people burn fat fast, supercharge their energy, boost their immune system, reverse ailments and disease with no painful exercises and no restrictive fad diets. I'm Exhibit A. I've been on the program for over a year now. During the first 88 days, I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat and I gained 10 pounds of muscle. And I've never gained the fat or weight back. I look and feel great everywhere I go. People tell me I look 10 years younger. Don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. Right now, John and Chelsea are giving my fans a special Christmas gift. Energized Health will pay for your spouse's transformation. Sign up before Christmas and your spouse is free. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com or call 888-444-8895. That's 888-444-8895 or EnergizedHealth.com.
Some folks' bank accounts are seeing a little bit extra money this holiday season.
Millions of parents across the United States can expect to receive some extra cash this week when the IRS will be distributing the sixth and final payment from the extended child tax credit. Roughly $16 billion has been sent to 36 million families. The Treasury Department and IRS made the statement on Wednesday. The money is expected to reach some 60 million children. It should be noted there is no limit on the number of children who can receive the credit per family. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Ohio Supreme Court is rejecting a challenge to the Vax-a-Million lottery and pandemic orders. The court saying the group Ohio Stand Up doesn't meet the requirements to sue in the Supreme Court. The group argued the vaccine lottery is discriminatory against those who don't get vaccinated and says it violates law. The Supreme Court says the organization hasn't shown how these giveaways harm its members. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is turning the attention of the Senate to voting rights as discussion of the Build Back Better Act is on standstill. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell tells the Senate on Thursday morning he thinks the Democrats' pursuit of voting reform is a power grab.
We have discussed over and over again why Democrats will not be allowed to federalize our elections and lord over all 50 states. My colleagues across the aisle have pushed absurd bills that would do things like neuter voter ID laws, make every state legalize ballot harvesting.
Democrats say they're targeting voting restrictions in Republican-led states. This as President Biden says he may be willing to wait till 2022 for a vote on Build Back Better if the Senate can pass voting rights legislation. A budget surplus has one state giving back to its residents.
A plan is in the works to give Indiana taxpayers a $125 refund payment from the state's growing budget surplus. Officials had announced in July that stronger than expected tax collections following the COVID-19 pandemic recession would trigger Indiana's automatic taxpayer refund process. The distribution plan from Republican Governor Eric Holcomb aims to make more people eligible for direct payments from the state rather than a credit on their state tax returns submitted next year. From the USA Radio Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.